I'm Steve Inskeep with Rachel Martin, and this is a special update of Up First from NPR News with the latest on today's shooting in Virginia involving a number of lawmakers.
A man described by eyewitnesses as white and middle-aged opened fire on a baseball practice where Republican members of Congress and their staffers were getting ready for a charity baseball game. Capitol Police were on the scene and returned fire. The suspect was arrested and is now in custody. The number three in the House of Representatives, Steve Scalise, was shot in the hip and is now in stable condition, we're told. Five others were shot in this attack.
Let's go now to one of the lawmakers who was present at that baseball game this morning. Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona is on the line from Alexandria, Virginia. Senator, glad you're okay. I'm sorry to hear this news.
Thanks, Steve.
Can you just tell us the story from the beginning? What were you doing and with whom this morning?
Well, this Republican members, there are about 25 of us out here, and we're doing batting practice. Several of us standing near the near home plate, and several others fielding balls. Steve Scalise was playing second base, his position, and all of a sudden we heard a loud, what sounded like a gunshot, very loud and very close, but weren't certain until the second one a few seconds later, and then just a full rally, and it was clear that there was a gunman.
When you say a full rally, Senator, people have said there might have been more than 50 shots. Is that your impression as well?
Oh, yeah. That would be, I think, an understatement.
Okay.
He initially, somebody saw him lift a rifle. I didn't see the gun. And I'm sorry, I'm being... Okay.
That's all right, Senator. I know you're probably being jostled
there.
Walk
outside the perimeter.
Understand.
We dove for the dugout. Those of us who were on the field still, and Steve Scalise went down and dragged himself off of the infield into the outfield, about 10 or 15 yards, and was laying motionless out there. But there was gunfire going overhead, so I couldn't get out there. Another staff member with a leg wound who was shot in the field made it to the dugout and came in, and we've got a belt and put pressure on his wound. I got a look at the gunman behind the backstop, and he had a line of sight into our dugout. I feared he was going to start firing into the dugout. Somebody said that the gunman was down. And that's when I ran out to Steve and applied pressure on the wound.
You applied pressure on the wound because he was bleeding profusely, yeah. I would assume.
Yes, quite a bit. We were out there for about 15 minutes, myself and another congressman.
When you say the gunman was down, that's because there were Capitol Police protecting you, and they...
Yes, they were firing from behind our dugout, and I didn't know initially if that was friendly fire or not. We couldn't tell if there was another gunman. And then I saw one of the Capitol policemen, and he was firing, just using our dugout for cover. So there were bullets going all around. I believe his name was Matt, shot in the chest, one who helps out with our game. Six people shot total, including the gunman, I believe.
Senator, was this batting practice in a regular place and time? Could someone have known and predicted that you lawmakers would be there?
Yes, it's well known. We've been practicing here for years. And so we have, because Steve Scalise is a member of leadership, he has a detail. So they were here, but if he hadn't been at practice today, there would not have been any detail at all. We typically don't have protection around us.
You said a total of six people were shot. One of them is Scalise, the number three in the House of Representatives.
He looked to be okay. He was coherent when I got to him and remained awake throughout, but obviously in horrible pain. I got his phone afterwards and called his wife. I didn't want her to wake up to this news without knowing that he was okay.
Have you learned anything more about the gunman, Senator?
No. I'm still here at the scene. All of our material and whatnot is still in the dugout. We'll be probably for a while, but we don't know any more.
You said you had at one point a line of sight on the gunman. Are you able to describe the weapon or weapons?
You know, I couldn't see that. I think he had dropped the rifle and had likely a handgun by that time, but I'm not sure. I just saw him and then told everybody else in the dugout to get down again because he had a line of sight to us.
My colleague Rachel Martin is
Senator
here.
Flake, it's Rachel Martin. You said you were able to get Congressman Scalise's phone and call his wife. Have you talked with your family yet? And what was that conversation like?
Yes. After Steve was taken away, I went and got my phone and called my wife, who happens to be here this week, just so she didn't wake up to it either.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not hit. Just a little blood around.
To what extent are you, as a senator, mindful? Have you been mindful of the possibility of something like this? Because there have been lawmakers targeted before.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, prior to the Gabby Giffords shooting, and by the way, I've already heard from Mark Kelly this morning.
Oh, Gabrielle Giffords' husband, okay.
Yes. And I traveled down to Tucson just after she was shot, and so that was obviously a horrible scene as well.
Yeah.
So prior to that, just really didn't think of it much. Have thought more of it since, but you just didn't. I wasn't thinking of it today. Certainly not something that's on your every thought.
Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, really appreciate you giving this information, and we're glad you're okay.
Thank you.
And review the information we know as we're talking this morning. 5 people were shot, 6 if you include the shooter, according to Senator Flake. The shooter has not been identified. Representative Steve Scalise is among the wounded. And you can find the latest on this story throughout this day on your NPR news station and at npr.org. This is a special update of Up First.